We're here today with Lynn. Lynn, what is the goal-getter experience?
It's so much right there, right in that question. You know, if I can give you a little background, is that all right?
Yes, go ahead.
Because I know if I had a radio show on personal achievement, as you heard when you guys were introducing me, and got to work with all these greats, and a lot of them have a whole bunch of different materials on getting one's goals. And then I was involved in this program called the Enlightened Millionaire Institute, and it helped people create wealth while also giving back to the planet and just giving everybody all sorts of tools for generating wealth in real estate or marketing or you name it. And yet everyone had everything at their disposal and they weren't getting to where they wanted to go. And I thought, what is the missing piece? What is going on? And I realized people just needed a simple system where they could just follow it minutes a day that would really keep them laser focused and on track and have them get to their goal. And get to their goal from a place, from a heart-centered place, not like, oh no, it's the grindstone, I can do it, let's go and attack. I mean, it's great to have energy and passion, but there's a way to do it where you have that passion, but you're also more flowing with ease to your goal instead of with stress. And so that's why that's what motivated me and inspired me to create this program. And it's basically taken from the best of the best of all that I've worked with out there, and including some principles from Think and Grow Rich, that great all-time book, and The Secret, the Laws of Attraction principles, and putting them all into this system. And then it included even a visioning for what you wanted to create and little steps you followed every day. And I can share some of those steps if you want. And then I harnessed working with experts in certain arenas of getting one's goal, like, let's say, how to take action when you don't feel like it, or how to create an action plan. Because sometimes, you don't know what you need to do, but yet you know you've got to start moving forward. So how do you create an action plan? How do you get past rejection and overwhelm? How do you connect to your purpose? All the various aspects. How do you get past overwhelm? Because Lord knows that's going to come up. So, we dealt with certain specific aspects that might come up getting to one's goal, along with this foundational system. And it just created miracles for people, because when you get it simple and you just have a simple step you follow, that will make all the difference.
Tell us about your steps in the goal-getter experience.
Sure, so I'm going to share some of them because I think it's really important. And again, something simple that keeps us laser-focused. And those who know about the law of attraction, there's been a lot of talk about out there recently, but that's been something that's been known about through the ages. And one aspect is first getting clear on what you want. And you may not have all the specifics. Of course, the more specific you can get, the better. But if you can get clear what you want and really get the feeling behind what you want, that adds so much power to it. So I have a visioning process that I lead people through that helps them really tap into that defining moment of when that goal or vision's been achieved, and if you think of something that would represent that having been achieved. If it's, let's say, turning over a piece of real estate, where then they see the contract being signed and handed back in their hands and then celebrating with a glass of champagne. Or for me, I'm singing at the Hollywood Bowl, and my husband and daughter are looking on with pride, and it's a song I've written from the heart, and then later do some speaking at that event. And, I don't even have a husband and daughter yet, but, this is like part of my defining moment. So I hope people tap with that visioning process and really tap into what is your defining moment that you can feel, touch, taste, see every moment. I really immerse them in that experience. So then you've got that to really harness into. Then you can have a statement that is written out, if it's a deadline, and said in the past tense, like it's already happened. For example, by June 18th or sooner, I'm so happy and thrilled that I'm 18 pounds lighter and freer. You don't want to say that I've lost 18 pounds, because it has some negative languaging. You want positive languaging in every way that you can say it. And you want to say it from a place like you've already achieved it. So some statement like that. And then you don't even have to be a statement. It can be some picture you draw. People have vision boards or something that they can really tap into the feeling of it. And you put it in a place where you're going to see it morning, noon, and night, then definitely first thing in the morning and last thing at night. So I tell people to put it either on their refrigerator or on their mirror. And then in the morning, when they get up, they look at that. They don't just kind of glance at it and go, yeah. They look at that statement or that picture, that image, and put the hand on the heart, and they say it out loud, and they feel themselves celebrating it, and they feel themselves being in that moment, or feel yourself, I'll say, speaking to your audience. And then you just, you know, take that couple minutes and do that and carry on your day, and it just kind of puts you in that feeling tone for the rest of your day. And then also at the end of the day, right before you go to sleep, you do the same thing. And then that's going to have your mind start working in that way as you're sleeping even, and keep you in that, if you want to call it energy, of what you're wanting to create. And then other steps are taking at least one step of action toward your goal every day. At least one step. And even if it's just revisiting what your vision is and what steps you need to do, because maybe it's a day that you've got so much else on the plate, but at least something every day. And even if it's just a phone call or, you know, 15 minutes, whatever it is towards your goal, it'll keep you in momentum and keep you on track. And then with every positive step that you take, you want to celebrate and acknowledge yourself, because we are so often, we're too often so hard on ourselves and too often getting into thinking we're not doing enough or we're not getting where we want to go or we're looking at what's not working. But really, when we start looking at what is working, wow, all right, I made that phone call. Yeah, you go. You know, all right, I stepped outside to go jogging. Tap myself on the back and go, yes, I stepped outside to go jogging. Now do your jog while you're jogging. Acknowledge yourself. When you're done with your jog, acknowledge yourself. And get into that practice of even the teeniest little things, acknowledging yourself, celebrating it. And that starts creating an energy of bringing in all the more what you want and appreciating it. There's such magnetism in appreciating it, and also puts you in this positive state. We want to create more and more with that, because that is going to help have better and effective results. And there's a couple of other steps as well, but you know, you just, let's say that's all you did, you'd be surprised at the miracles that will open up for you. And we've just had amazing results with people just from, you know, following these steps and then putting it in the context of a supportive program with each other.
So the whole point is to start pursuing your dreams now. I mean, why is that so important in today's age?
Well, you know, it's important, period, whether it's today's age or yesterday, because we as human beings a lot of times can tend to live in our head, and it becomes real in us, with us in our head, but we're not actually living it. And we're denying ourselves, and actually, here's an important piece, we're denying all the other lives that we could impact if we were realizing these dreams. Let's say it's just to get financial freedom. Well, that's not only going to be great for you to have financial freedom, but think of what that will provide for you and others around you. That maybe provides you a chance to be able to give back, or your family will be having more freedom as a result because of you. I mean, that's, you know, just on a little scale why that's so important. But also, you know, we're here for a purpose. Sometimes we're not clear what that is, but there's ways to tap into that. But if you really, you know, if you're going to be on this life, you want to make the most of it while we're here. And we've got to start living our lives like there's urgency. Don't wait until it's an emergency to take action. That's where people procrastinate until finally they have to. Now they finally decide to do something about their finances because they're in debt and about to go broke, as opposed to doing it now while things are fine and comfortable, but choosing to step up and really create what it is that they want and create a sense of urgency, and that will create drive and desire and passion. So it's important to pursue it now. Because also, once you reach that one goal, then there's other goals that expand. Who you are as a person expands and grows. And you can take on even bigger and better goals. So you do it now, your life's only going to get bigger and better, and it grows exponentially.
Right. Well, in people today, they have their lifestyle, their patterns, their habits and beliefs. I mean, how can you break through some of those old, you know, excuses and so forth?
Thank you. I know that is the silent killer of dreams, are people's excuses or people's justifications or resignation. When I say that, people can look and go, you know what, it's too late anyway. Oh, I'm too old. or, oh, that's too big a dream, or I don't know how to do it, so why even bother, you know, or, I mean, then there gets into excuses where people go, well, with my particular background, I won't be accepted. I mean, you can, people will look for excuses so they can get off the hook, and then they're justified in not having to pursue the dream, and that's death. If anything, you can then use what would be look like a good excuse as a reason to do it. Turn your excuse into a reason to do it. I'll use myself as an example. I'm no longer in my lovely young blossom of 20s anymore. I'm a little more up there in age, at least within the entertainment industry. Speaking industry, it's fine. But in the entertainment industry, you know, I'm starting to look like I'm a little bit more not in the young up-and-coming. But here I have these huge goals with my music still. I'm not giving up going, well, now it's too late for my music. Instead, I'm using it as a reason for me to succeed because my goal is to create empowering entertainment, to create music that motivates, inspires, and connects people to their heart. I've got this awesome music that people, you know, they listen to every day. I get emails from around the world telling me, you know, they listen to it every day and the difference it makes for them. So I'm driven to create that at an even bigger and higher level. And so I use it as a reason now. Not to go, well, I'm too old, it's too late, why should I bother? No, here's my reason. I can be an example of agelessness. I can be an example of what's possible no matter what. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And when we start looking at how we can do it, as opposed to, oh, maybe why we can't or what reason there is there, you got to turn those into how can I. Turn all the can'ts, how I can't. Turn them all into how can I and find a way. And if you focus on that, that's what's going to turn it around and make it work for you.
All right, so what are the three most important components in achieving your goals?
The three most important components in achieving your goals, well, we were kind of talking about them. One, I believe, is a burning desire. You got to have a purpose behind it or why you want it or just knowing that you want that so much. You really want to tap into that. Don't deny it. A lot of times we get conditioned in our society that you got to be careful to not want things too much because, well, maybe you should settle because maybe you won't get it, or don't want things too much. Maybe that's too selfish or too greedy to want something. And you need to turn it around and instead say, you know what, you want something, you want it with all your might. Get behind that desire, because if you stand behind that desire and you tap into that desire and that what you want, that's going to pull you forward. So that's a huge important component. And that'll also be what has you just get around whatever obstacles might come up, because you're like, no, I'm going to find a way because I want this. And you get intentional about it. Another important component is focus. So like I said, within the steps of the go-getter, if you're doing at least one step of action every day towards your goal, it's keeping you focused and on track. It's having you continue to get to your goal. Let's see. My gosh, there's so many. I think another real important component is accountability. So don't just kind of keep it in your head. Really enlist other people and have them help you. Let people know what you're up to, so that you are accountable that you're going to get it done. You're not just keeping it in some little imaginary place in your head. But also, the more you tell other people and even say, is there anybody they might know that would be helpful, any referrals they might have, or really reach out and ask. If you just really have people that you reach out and ask to and are accountable to, your whole world can expand with help towards your goal. And I think that those are some three important components.
All right. Well, you talk a lot about brainstorming. Why is brainstorming an important part of goal reaching?
Well, sometimes, you know, we just want to look at the immediate picture, and we may not see what's right there in front of us. We get cluttered with just the overall view of it and how overwhelming it looks. But then if you start, especially with not just yourself, but with somebody else or a group of people, now you can, even with yourself. You just do a stream of consciousness and just write down ideas, even if they're stupid ones that you think wouldn't work. You just write it down. And maybe that stupid idea in there has a little key or a little spark of a different idea. And if you hadn't written down that stupid idea that would have sparked you to this other idea, you wouldn't have gotten to the other idea that's going to be one that will really work. So you want to just write down every idea you can, start seeing what shows up out of doing that and not editing while you do it. Just write it all out and don't edit no matter what you think about it. And then you go back and look at it, and then you kind of cross off the ones you go, I'm not sure, and then look at the ones that make sense and then start putting them together with other people, too. That's really where it starts to get hot and amazing what comes up. And that's also the importance of masterminding and networking, which I can see is important we talk about. Because other people may have perspectives you didn't have, or something they say sparks an idea in you, or something you say sparks an idea in them, and then they create something, oh my God, that's perfect, that's exactly what I need to do. Or maybe even sparks an idea of, oh my God, I know this person at this company, and that would open this door, and then that just starts becoming this whole series of possibilities you start creating. And that's the beauty of masterminding. And if I can move on to that aspect as well with goals. Mm-hmm. And if you know Think and Grow Rich, that book, and if people haven't read that book yet, I say that is one of the most foundational books out there on success and on personal growth. And it was written around the 1930s by Napoleon Hill, contracted by Andrew Carnegie, who was like one of the richest men of the time. And he contracted Napoleon Hill to go interview all the great successes of that period and see what were the commonalities. What is it that made success? And they came up with 16 commonalities, one of which was a burning desire. Another one's like the feeling behind what you're wanting. You think about what you're going to create, and that's where you want to focus your mind, what you focus on expands. And one of the other commonalities that all these successful people, even though they were hugely successful, they had mastermind groups. And a mastermind group ideally is like a group of 6 people or so that set up a structure of how they're going to meet and support each other. And let's say it's even once a month. Maybe they're staying in touch throughout the month, but once a month with focus. And they share what they've been up to in the past month and what's coming up in the next month that they're declaring that they're going to create. And so they stay accountable to each other and also get to brainstorm with each other and share each other's resources. And as a result, all the more further expand whatever they're up to and strengthen what they're up to.